Thank you, President Cook. Good evening. Welcome back. Next Monday, August 19th, students return to our classrooms for the 19-20 school year. Hope that all staff have had a restful summer and are ready for another great year. School staff have returned to their sites and are preparing to welcome our students on Monday the 19th. Over the past few weeks, administrators and teaching staff have participated in trainings and professional development. I'd like to highlight just a few of these trainings. From July 30th through August 1st, we had our All Administrators Institute at Burton High School, where our theme was clarity and equity in leading people. Administrators this past week had Bayview Ignite for the third year, where school staff from our Bayview and Petrillo Hills schools participated in a three-day community building and learning experience to strengthen the foundation needed to serve our students and families in the community. The theme for Bayview Ignite was passion, power, performance, and potential. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to welcome nearly 1,000 educators and staff at the fourth annual Digital District Day at John O'Connell High School. This was hosted by our Department of Technology. Digital District Day provides interactive and engaging learning opportunities for our district employees to explore applications of technology in innovative ways and to strengthen their own teaching practice and productivity so that they can help each and every student thrive in the 21st century. This year's theme focused on the sky's the limit when leveraging technology to strengthen and deepen social, emotional relationships between students and teachers. Today, Deputy Superintendent Lee and I had the opportunity to welcome the Student Nutrition Services staff at their kickoff event at St. Mary's Cathedral. San Francisco Unified's third annual Paraeducator Institute will take place on August 14th and 15th at Lowell High School. All paraeducators are invited to attend. The Institute will feature speeches from district leadership as well as our para leaders in the entire district. All attendees will select morning and afternoon workshops to attend that best meet their job needs and professional learning desires. And finally, as we head into this school year, I would like to celebrate our principals. Our principals are instructional leaders and community builders. We know how important they are to the experience of teachers and parents, and ultimately to the success of our students. Tonight, I want to share a couple of short videos with you that celebrate a few of our principals and the ways they support the students and staff at their schools. First, we will meet Ron Machado from Harvey Milk Elementary, and then we'll meet Saniqua Thomas from Burton High School.
The one thing that I'll say that he's really good at is keeping an open door policy. Like, I can literally go in and talk to him about the most uncomfortable work situations, the hard conversations that a lot of people are afraid to have. He's open to that.
You gotta shake it like this, Judah. Like this. Shake it off. Shake it off.
We this year have been having facilitated discussions around race, and it started out, it was going to go in one direction, but because we have such a good facilitator, he realized as a staff we needed to talk about these tougher issues, and Ron made that possible. He gave us the space to do that.
Can you guys give each other a high five, hug, handshake, fist bump? What was that? That's not even a high five, hug, hit. What was that?
When he feels somebody needs some type of support, he's not just going to take charge, but he'll give you some ideas and thoughts on best practices, on what may work and what may not work, but he's always looking for you to strive. And have you take the initiative to build on your own skills and then bring it as a team. Again, it always goes back to team, and he brings that. He brings that.
For real, how old do you think I am?
40.
Anybody else?
Like, it's frequent that we don't see eye to eye, because even though I support him 100%, but there are instances where there are decisions made that I don't necessarily agree with.
He still walks into the staff meetings despite the crazy days that he's had and the hours that he's put in. He's still able to come to the staff meetings and stay calm, still be a leader, still offer himself, offer extra time to the teachers.
We have an up-the-gut relationship, like, honestly. It's just up the gut. I don't even want a chaser, just give it to me raw. And it's supportive still, because it's always constructive.
Yeah, you get all the leverage like that. Yeah, like that. Yes, yes, yo! Hey, get that. You got that.
Miss Thomas has that perfect balance between strict and being able to provide that loving, her personal touch.
She's the person that I kind of want to model my leadership style after. She is a servant leader, if anything. She's a leader of service. She will help out. She will connect. She'll say, do you need anything? Are you good? How's the fat going? Everything going well? How was that meeting? If she misses a meeting, she checks in. If she's at the meeting, we check in afterwards. She's constantly checking in on not only your professional well-being, but also your personal. You know, she'll remember stuff and say, how's it going on?
She actually became my friend first. I joined during a hard time, and it was my dad's funeral. And her and Mr. Bass came to my dad's burial. Well, came to my dad's funeral. And ever since that, I've always bonded with them. I respected them because they came out for me.
I've seen her ask rather than tell, which is such a great thing for a leader to do, to say, do you think this is the way we should go? Is this the decision we want to make for Burton faculty and Burton students?
And she also kind of leads our PBIS, our Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports, which is like a tiered system, but really pushing the tier one approach of like, how do we reinforce positive behavior with students and with each other as like staff members? I think she models kind of how to acknowledge and celebrate when people are kind of meeting community expectations or going above community expectations, and kind of just like builds that into the culture of the school so that that can then be translated from staff to students and between students.
She's loving, she's firm, she's equitable.
Thank you, President Cook. That ends my announcements for this evening.